Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together praising Him.
Have you ever trusted Jesus and His promises? My son Aiden will sometimes wake up with a bad dream, and he is scared. He comes into my room and gets me up and is almost shaking with fear. It's at that time that I help him to remember God's promises and to trust in Him. Like Psalm 34, verse 7, it says, "The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear Him and delivers him." Or I remind him of Isaiah 26, verse 3 that says, "You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you." Jesus gives us these promises and helps us to not be afraid, but to rest in Him. When Aiden repeats those promises to himself in the middle of the night, he is trusting Jesus, and then Jesus gives him rest.
He's so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take Him at His word, just to rest upon Him.
Hi, boys and girls. We are going to learn some more about some of the missionaries that went from Jerusalem to the surrounding cities and the countries around there to tell people about Jesus. But before we get started, let's bow our heads and pray for God's Spirit to be with us. Lord, we don't want to open Your Word without Your Spirit helping us to understand and to learn what You want us to see and hear. Be with us today in Your name. Amen. Barnabas was in Antioch. Remember, the leaders in Jerusalem had sent him there. And you know what? Once he got there and started preaching and teaching, what did he discover? He needed more help. More and more people wanted to know about Jesus, so Barnabas needed help teaching and preaching. He thought of someone who would be just the right helper. You know who that was? His name is Saul. Saul, remember Saul, who had been persecuting the Christians until Jesus stepped in and asked him, "Why are you persecuting me?" Saul was a changed man from that day on. But you know what? Saul was in another city, many, many miles away. Would Barnabas be able to find him? Well, he decided to try. You know, back then, they didn't have cars, they didn't have phones, they didn't have email or texting, they didn't have social media. They couldn't just call on the phone and say, "Hey, we need some help over here." They could send a letter, but it might not get to them. Or they could go try to track somebody down and find them. That was a lot of work back then. But that's what Barnabas tried to do. He decided to go and try to find Saul. Saul went back to Antioch because guess what? Barnabas found him. And God blessed their teaching and preaching. What did people in Antioch start calling those who became followers of Jesus? They were given a special name, something to set them apart from everyone else. Let's look at Acts chapter 11, verse 25 and 26. Acts chapter 11, verse 25 and 26. Acts is right after John in the New Testament. Once you find Acts, then you're going to look down for those big numbers first. Look for chapter 11. Acts chapter 11. Once you find chapter 11, then you're going to look under that big number 11. There's a bunch of little numbers, the verses. Look for verse 25 and 26. Acts chapter 11, verse 25 and 26. Here's what it says.
Then Barnabas parted for Tarsus to seek Saul. And when he had found him, he brought him back to Antioch, so that for a whole year they assembled with the church and had taught a great many people. And the disciples were first called Christians in Antioch.
What were the disciples called? They were first called Christians there in Antioch. The priest didn't want people to become Christians. But for a whole year, one whole year, that's like from one birthday to the next birthday. It can be a lot of time. For one whole year, Barnabas and Saul worked together in Antioch, and many more people became Christians. And those Christians taught others about Jesus. They were being missionaries, weren't they? The Holy Spirit told the leaders of the church in Antioch that Barnabas and Saul were to become special workers for God. How were they ordained for the work they were to do? Do you know what ordained means? It means they were given a special calling, a special job to do. They were set apart to do a special work, a holy work for God. So how were they ordained? Let's look at Acts chapter 13, verse 2 and 3. We were in Acts chapter 11. We're going to skip chapter 12 and look at chapter 13. And we're going to read verse 2 and 3. Acts chapter 13, verse 2 and 3.
As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit said, "Now separate to me Barnabas and Saul for the works to which I have called them." Then, having fasted and prayed and laid hands on them, they sent them away.
Have you ever seen an ordination service where people are set apart and maybe they lay hands on them and pray over them that God's Spirit will fill them? It can be a very, very special time. They can have special music. Oftentimes, somebody will share about why they feel that that person, the candidate, the person who is going to be ordained, how they see God calling or that special calling that God has on the person's life. It's a very special time. Men who had been ordained like that should truly love Jesus with all their hearts, shouldn't they? They're given a special work to tell others about him. They should be good leaders and good examples that everyone can respect. God wants them to teach people from the Bible and help them to get ready to meet Jesus soon. So today we talked about how the believers were starting to be called Christians. Do you know why they were called Christians? The first few letters in the word Christian spells a word. And that word is Christ. These believers were followers of Christ. They wanted Christ in their hearts and in their lives. So when people say that they are Christians, they're really saying that they believe in Jesus, that they're following him, that they want to be like him. But did you know that sometimes people can say they're a Christian, but not act like a Christian? It's true. I want to do an activity with you. I want you to get a piece of paper. I want you to get two different colored markers or two different colored crayons, something like that. Two different colors, okay? Get that paper. Get two different colors of something to draw on. And then when you're ready, so go ahead and pause this recording. And when you're ready, press play, and I'll tell you what to do next. Get a piece of paper. And then two different color markers or crayons or pens or pencils, two different colors, okay? What I want you to do is I want you to write on your paper. You can do big letters and fill up the whole page, but I want you to write these letters that I give you. We're going to write Christian in two different colors, okay? So pick your first color, and here we go. We're going to spell Christian. Spell C, H, R, I, S, T,
Do you have C, H, R, I, S, T? Okay, those are all with one color, right? Now get your other color, of marker or pencil or crayon. Take that other color, and now right next to that T, we're going to continue the word just in a different color, okay? Here we go. I-A-N. It was only three letters. Did you see that entire word is the word Christian? Do you see how that first part in that first color says Christ? Christ is in the word Christian. When we say that we're a Christian, do we want Christ in our hearts? I know I do. Well, let's bow our heads and ask Him to send His Holy Spirit to be in our hearts to help us to not only say that we're a Christian, but to act like a Christian too. Lord, we want to be like You. I think of the song where it says, Lord, I want to be a Christian in my heart. Lord, I want to be a Christian in my heart. We want to be like You. We want to be more loving, more caring. We want to think about others more than ourselves. Help us to do that each and every day, especially today, though. Go with us. Be with us. Help our actions to match our words. Amen. Our memory verse is John 14:27. Let's go ahead and sing that song together.
John 14:27.
Moms and dads, have your kids been enjoying the Seed Pod? Oh, we love putting these programs together for you, and we're praying that it is a huge blessing in your home. Although this program is free, there are still expenses and costs to recording and producing them. We are asking if you would prayerfully consider financially supporting our ministry, Starting with Jesus. If you would like to make a one-time donation, or if you would consider partnering with us through ongoing monthly support, we would be eternally grateful. Either way, you can make a tax-deductible donation on our website, startingwithjesus.com/donation. That's startingwithjesus.com/donation. You can help us encourage our young ones to start each and every day with Jesus.
Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.